One. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Smoke and Fire. I'm your host, LK the God, the DD Mogul. I have an esteemed panel here to talk about all the good things that happen in the world, even in hip-hop. I'm here with B-Mac, the Dirty Bird himself. They just got a quarterback, Kirk Cousins, for $200 million. Mac Meezy.
Fuck all that.
I'm here for something else today.
He's here for something else today. Well, you know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, ease him into it. You know what I'm saying?
We outside. It's warm outside. Hip hop is alive.
Hip hop.
A little bit of pop niggas mixed there.
Hip hop done heated up. And for the second time, the man who burns things down, but only when you pour him over it. No Diddy. Kerosene.
What's good, y'all? This is the disembodied voice of Kerosene for the second time around.
Mm-hmm. And we have assembled to talk some shit. Now, we know what happened. We seen all the tweets, heard all the records. And it's kind of good that we had time to let this fester, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. From the Kendrick diss track to now, hip-hop is back. You know, they say that a lot about the NBA slam dunk contest, but we're saying that about hip-hop. Hip-hop's back.
It seemed like everybody feel like hip-hop back but J. Cole.
We ain't got to talk about
him. We're going to talk about that, too.
J. Cole banned from hip-hop, right?
Is he banned from hip-hop? Okay, here's the thing. I will give my testimony. Example. So, the other day, me and my man was driving home from the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Decided to, what'd you say?
So, I was taking a walk the other day.
Yeah, decided to play some J. Cole. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? J. Cole, let's listen to some J. Cole, man. And this nigga, I don't know what record it was, but it was a record. He was like, I'm the best. Don't nobody want to fuck with me. And I turned it the fuck off. So I'm like, the lie detector test.
Determined.
that was a lie. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the type of nigga who says everything you do henceforth is invalid, but you definitely have a stain on your career, B-Mac.
He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you can't take back a diss.
Baddie bag.
Apologize. Now they ain't just take it back.
Yeah. You did all the zips and shit too. Yep.
You apologized and deleted the jump from streaming services. We released the tape and then took the jump off.
Like, prior to the shit hitting the fan, you said on the song, I probably go to hell if Jesus asked me for a feature. Who the only rapper that be acting like Jesus when he on stage and shit like that?
Oh, it's the man. Kendrick. Diamond studded out. Crown of thorns.
He is not your savior.
You were throwing these shots the whole fucking time. To the average hip hop person, they probably wouldn't have caught none of this shit.
They wouldn't.
But even you linking with Drake at the peak of your shit.
Chasing me.
Even you linking with Drake at the peak of your shit is like one of those like smacks in the face to your mans, because Kendrick is your mans. You know Kendrick don't like Drake.
Yeah.
At all.
And what really, okay. let me talk to the internet. Internet. Understand this.
Rap internet.
Understand this. Everybody has a place on the internet and everybody has an opinion. Your opinion is warranted, but some things just are unfounded. Like when people be like, rap, why everybody want to see blood in rap? Why everybody want J. Cole to, you know what I'm saying, respond? Or, you know what I'm saying, why can't he be mature? That has nothing to do with it. Maturity level has nothing to do with rap being a competitive sport. It always has been a competitive sport and always will be a competitive
sport.
From day one.
Since Kool Moe Dee's. Mm-hmm. Since the LL Cool J early eras.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga talking about the KRS-One.
The beef DVDs.
Beef, yes. DVDs cool was a thing.
Yes.
That was my shit. Nigga,
we literally shit have back. A whole subset of rap called battle rap because of beef songs and this.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So to the people that's talking about, oh, this isn't a sport, rap music comes with stats.
It does.
Rap music comes with
hate these
with personal titles. For you to be able to say, I'm the best rapper alive, Mm-hmm. And nobody go against you. For T.I. to say, I'm the king of the South. Mm-hmm. And nobody went against him. That's big. Mm-hmm. Come on now. We in a game about bragging rights, bro.
Yes.
Oh, push this would have been trash. They ain't have all the personals in it. It was gossiping.
Listen.
And then my thing is, J. Cole ain't even get personal.
Right.
He didn't say nothing personal. He didn't say nothing about his family or about how he got laced. You know what I'm saying? The first time he smoked weed, so he don't really want to smoke. Like, I'm a rap nigga, so I'm thinking about personal shit to say to you. Yeah. He didn't get personal.
He didn't say, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim, what side will you ride with you? Like, he didn't say, come on, who shot you? He didn't say none of that. He didn't say none of that, but he did say body bag, zip, zip, body bag.
Zip.
It was a horrible day in hip hop. Like, me personally, like you said, like, as people who love hip hop, people who live this shit, people who do this shit, that is crazy to apologize for dissing somebody. Like, listen, saying sorry.
I got a report yesterday from somebody that I know that work venues and events. Mm-hmm. The people that they know that was working Dreamville said people started walking out as he was apologizing.
Yeah, like, imagine that's your man. You niggas was like staking their whole like checks on this nigga talking shit on the internet. Like, oh yeah, Cole, that nigga, he put out his track. And then you at his show, and then that nigga apologize and say, I'm deleting it off stream. So.
And he deleted it too. That was crazy.
Let me out.
Yeah, I'm gone. Like,
let me out.
Yo, let me out.
This nigga fucking Cuban Gooding Jr. on Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Let me out.
Let me out. So, aside from Coley Cole, you know, bowing out of the fight, then having a song with Metro and Future on We Still Don't Trust You. I mean, even if that happened beforehand, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. So moving forward, how Kendrick dropped a bomb on all these niggas. It was a nuke. Go watch Fallout, Amazon Prime. It was a nuke. He dropped a bomb on everybody, didn't say shit after that. Then, I want to say yesterday, I don't know what time, but Drake's leak was leaked. Quote unquote. Because me personally, I don't believe anything comes out
by accident.
By accident. I mean, bro, only a couple people have access to your hard drive, your laptop, your stems, but whatever. Leak came out. What do you guys think about the leak? The Drake punchback?
With the original, because you know it changed.
Let's talk about
the one that had the beat switch on it. There was a drum with it. I can't find the one with the beat switch on it.
One had puffy bars on it.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
And he deleted that?
Yeah.
Drake's off, too.
Yeah. He took the puffy bars out, and then the other drum came out, the CD quality drum. Yeah. We knew he was off, though.
I like how Drake think his back up against the wall and he just starts shooting. Like, this nigga, everybody caught strays.
But that's fun, though.
Yeah, that's what I like about Drake. Drake, light skin, but I'm still a dark nigga. Oh. That means something when you out here going at niggas in a rap game for no reason.
I feel like it's easier to beef with 20 niggas than it is the one, because I got to talk about this one nigga the whole time. With 20 niggas, I could just, you're fat, you don't get no shorties, you had surgery, like you just go off on niggas.
See, but it's the aftermath of 20 niggas coming back at you. You might have bit off way more than you could chew.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I would tag Chris Brown if I was Drake.
Hey, hashtag fuck Chris Brown.
I would tag
even him. This nigga Chris Brown is in a little joke. Like,
Quavis.
Nigga came back the next day with a track. Mm-hmm. I got something I know. It wasn't shit, but. Like, nigga, the energy in the air is like,
yeah,
I love it.
Quavo Rick Ross said nigga, something. Go ahead.
Quavo told the nigga, what he told the nigga? He said, don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
Put that on the ad-lib. Don't beat her up. I was like, bruh, no, he didn't.
Ross said something like, never had a fight in high school, ran to get other dudes to write your tunes. And I'm like, oh my God, man. Nigga.
Told that nigga he got a nose job and a tummy tuck.
Tummy
nigga.
Tuck and a nose job, white boy.
White boy, yeah.
But that's the thing about Ross, Rick Ross.
Like 2 hours later.
I think Rick Ross was when it turned into too much to chew. All puns aside, like, Rick Ross ain't one of those niggas that's lighting beef. 50 Cent almost lost his career to Rick Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Rick Ross only dropped mafia music.
Mm-hmm. And that nigga picked beats, bro.
He picked beats.
Hold on, talk about. Mafia music was a response to 50?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite songs of Rick Ross, too.
Yeah, that's one of his harder songs.
No hook either? To 50. Got a feeling, look. Nigga, with it, anybody be the root? Look at Better Stars. She said, honey, where's the roof? I'm full of Better Stars, canaries, and going. Oh my God, that's my shit.
Yeah, bro, that was in the height of him and 50 Cent beefing. That's when he turned into Mafia Man Rick Ross.
But for real,
he started
for
really
real.
Talking about what he had, and niggas don't got this.
For real, I like the Rick Ross record or the diss record because it was in his lane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was his vibe, his lane. We're not gonna do too much rap. We're not gonna do too much. I'm gonna keep it at my pace, my type of soul sample, my type of beat, and we just gonna dance a little bit.
And the nigga ain't wait 4 days, Meek.
He should have called him a monkey.
Bruh. Oh my God.
Nigga got white boy trending.
Yeah.
I fuck with Ross.
Sad. So you got the Ross joint. Mm-hmm. We got Simba.
Who?
Simba. Oh, he said who?
You talking about Simba from the West Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, J. Cole.
Dude rap.
Yeah,
but
I saw that.
You can't really say too much to J. Cole, fool. You don't got enough of vocabulary.
But the fact about it is, J. Cole just put a target on his back because anybody could just shoot at you now because he's done something nobody's ever seen in hip hop before.
Right, and as you're going to walk back what you said, like, nah, I don't like the energy, all that. Like, niggas just going to be coming at you. You ain't going to say nothing
about it. You about to get bullied. Yeah.
And then you put yourself in a bad situation because if you shoot back at these lesser niggas, why you ain't talking to Kendrick like that?
Because I always tell niggas he was scared because he realized who the fuck he was dissing. Because Kendrick might not be the most selling artist or no shit like that, but one thing we all heard was control. We all heard control, and our jaws was dropped for at least 2 days.
Nigga, we heard the Hip Hop Award Cypher jump.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. We all heard the Future song. Mm-hmm. We all heard what this nigga has in his arsenal. And the people that's really catching the bars know J. Cole bit off more than he could chew. That nigga was digging the grave and putting the dirt on top of himself.
I ain't never seen no shit like that before.
And you're at the peak. So the only thing, I guess, like, you get in the ring with a nigga and you ask your coach to throw the white towel in. But I feel like going out on your shield is a way better option.
It is.
Especially when y'all not getting personal and y'all just throwing jazz.
Especially when there is no clear-cut winner in anything because you have the internet. There are people who are going to be like, oh, Kendrick verse wasn't even all that. Oh, Drake verse wasn't even all that. J. Cole verse wasn't even all that. And these is all fan bases. So it's going to be up in the air on who anybody thinks anybody is a victor anyway.
And then let's be real. For J. Cole to even add Drake to the top three conversation, like, in terms of popularity, I give it to Drake.
Damn, we got to get better with passing the J's.
We just got to get better with Drake, bro. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Drake is cool. He a popular rapper. But in terms of being a rapper, he not J. Cole and Kendrick.
No.
So for you to even put this man in a category with y'all is asinine. Like, the shit's crazy to me. But you only did it because you was on the song with the nigga.
If it had been Kendrick,
wouldn't have gave that nigga no credit.
Fuck no.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is that I like about the Drake record, here's what people get wrong about the Drake record. He did what Drake do. Like, when everybody has his signature, let's say, like NBA, everybody got their own dribble package. You know what the fuck? Right to left. I might do it everything. You know, James Harden, he got his own. If you watch James Harden, he had his own dribble package. He does it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So with Drake, he made a song that got catchy shit in it. It got a catchy hook. It got a nice club beat. So what he did was made a hit song rather than just be super duper rap like J. Cole.
Yeah, with double perception on it.
Yeah, and then he made a motherfucking something niggas could take away and use all summer, drop and give me 50. And we've been watching Kenny do fucking burpees and shit. I'm like, bro, that's brilliant. And niggas gonna say drop, give me 50, all that shit. Even motherfucking Mac, you saw Mac Main, he was shooting at
top.
Yeah. I'm like, good God almighty.
Stay in the fucking house.
I'm like, what is shit going from on? Mac Main, bro. I'm like, bro, this is civil war out here, bro. I like it.
Here's my shit. Mm-hmm. When it came to him responding to the future, I don't know if I agree with the response. Because he said that Future would have never been number one without him.
I thought he was talking about Ross in that instance.
He said some shit like he on Ari Ross number one, but he said some shit like that to Future too. He said it like twice in the song or something like that.
For real.
So the crazy shit is the number one song that they both share is Too Sexy. That's on with Certified the Lover Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Had it not been for Drake needing Future and Metro Boomin, because Metro Boomin made the beat, Thugs on the song. We all know Drake is the culture vulture of the rap culture.
For sure.
If you get a Drake feature too early, your career is over. Look at Blockboy JB.
McConan.
Word. Everybody remember the dance and all that, but nobody remembers Blockboy JB.
Nope.
Yeah. And there's always something to, especially the new Four Bats kid, right? Because I've been fucking with the songs and shit. And you would think that with Four Bats being, oh shit.
No, I can't see for shit.
You would think that with Four Bats having a feature song with Drake this early in his career, he has like a fucking deep catalog of music. No, there is no music to find.
He only got like four songs.
Yeah. And then you find out, oh, he signed to Drake. I'm like, oh, so this nigga was never really a rookie. He was just acting
industry
like,
plant.
Yeah. So
basically.
I'm like, bruh, like, okay. And then on top of that, nigga said like this nigga never had an interview before.
Listen, I think we can all agree Drake continues to plateau because he's riding other people's wave.
Yeah.
And the proof's just in the pudding. Like the Migos come out, he Versace.
Yeah.
Drake do dirt, I mean, Future do Dirty Sprite, you know what I'm saying? He having his plateau.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get nothing higher than Dirty Sprite 2. Everything else is either Dirty Sprite 2 or below. You know what I'm saying? He didn't go up because he was fucking with Drake. Drake went up higher because he was fucking with Future at the time.
Facts.
Drake went higher because, if you're reading this is too late, is executive produced by Travis Scott. So all of the people that he beefing with right now is the reason why he's sitting at the top.
Right.
Damn, he beefing with Travis Scott too.
Like, if he really want to go back further, like, even you would think that the way this nigga Drake talked, that his first number ones was his songs.
They weren't.
They were not.
His first number one was the Trey Songz jump?
Nah, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Two Rihanna jumps, Work and What's My Name. Those his first two number ones.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Majority of his number ones has a feature. He don't got too many number ones where he's the number one nigga. He's the only nigga on the song. I Want This Shit Forever, I think, peaked out at number one. You have five of the other... or four of the other greatest rappers of all time on the song with you, and Kanye, Lil Wayne, Drake, and then you got who else was on the jump?
Oh, what song?
Want This Forever.
Was M on that?
Yeah, Eminem was on that
jump. Drake, and somebody else.
And even this, if you don't believe that rap Wayne. Music is a competition, look at what Eminem did on that song. He let everybody go before him and still murdered that shit. And nobody has a better verse than him. Everybody said they bars. It's a great song. But nobody had a better verse than Eminem on that song.
I was trying to think.
You can argue it as much as you want. You can find a bar and all that.
Nah, it's probably him.
Yeah.
It's probably him.
That shows you that rap music is a viable sport.
Yeah. So... like we said, rap beef is at an all-time high right now, and we love it.
We needed it.
Yeah, because these pop niggas getting on my nerves, bro.
Drake is a pop nigga.
The Drake fans, bro, they don't know what's going on right now, keep stepping in there like, don't do it.
Yeah, they talking off based on their knowledge instead of based on the collective knowledge.
Right.
I say I got all the respect in the world for Drake because, A, he going to shoot. B, he ain't going to apologize.
Hey, I respect that. Right. What I don't respect is the exact opposite of a light-skinned nigga and Drake and fucking J. Cole. I don't respect J. Cole. Fuck are you apologizing for, my nigga? You knew what you was doing when you wrote that.
Yeah.
If you didn't write it, you knew what you was doing when you put it out.
That's what I said.
It's yeah. too late to even take it back.
No, it's mature. Too late it's so apologize. Mature.
Nah, it's not mature.
It's not, bro.
It's too late.
It took a day for you to try to walk it back.
As a man, when you make a decision, he you know what the consequences sleep. Of being of that decision is.
But he was losing sleep.
Nigga,
though.
It's like somebody said, this is like getting in the ring. You boxing somebody. You can't jab a nigga and then be like, nah, I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
You stepped in the jump intentionally.
But he being mature if he just like,
no, he not. Violence. Nah. Because nah, it's not even word. Violence being said.
But what would Martin Luther King say about
it? Martin Luther King would say, put gloves on these young niggas and let them get at it.
That's crazy.
And we all know Martin Luther King would have said that. And then he would have invited any other person to get into it with him too.
Yeah, man. J. Cole said he was losing sleep behind the beef.
Why?
Sleep, bro.
His soul was disrupted.
Why?
I talked a little his bit dreads of shit,
came unraveled.
Sleep.
That's crazy.
Like, everything. Like, this kind of, in my opinion, this kind of makes you, makes the way you dress look weird now.
I feel like I was off path, man. Like, I feel like I needed to apologize so God could put me back on this path. Da-da-da-da-da. Listen, I'm like, a God fan,
go
man,
to
brother.
Go to Starbucks.
Only Andre 3000 could dress like that because we know Andre 3000 got that rifle on him.
And Andre 3000 ain't ducking
he
shit.
Ain't scared. You, niggas are scared of Andre,
if
really.
You comment on Andre, he coming at you with the next song or feature or whatever yeah. he do.
He
matter of fact,
Andre
3000 is one of the only niggas that we can argue is one of the greatest and has never had a rap beef. Because niggas don't play with Andre.
Niggas ain't going to play with Andre like that. He'll even come outside. He will fuck your ass up.
With a flute.
With a flute. Have a flute solo on the end of the rap, John. Like, bro, I ain't listening to this goddamn flute. Play
a pan
me.
Flute at that.
Yeah. He'll beat you to death with the flute. So... That's why I'm saying, like, only Andre 3000 could dress like that because he's war ready. Now,
get
now,
your hair done, nigga.
J. Cole, put some clothes on, put some J's on, take those Crocs off. He be out there looking like Urban Jesus. But no, it's not you. You can only do that if you don't apologize.
He's not your savior.
No. I feel sorry for Cole fans. Like, if J. Cole was your GOAT.
Yeah, bro. Like the way them niggas had their chest out and shit
bro,
on
listen,
Twitter.
I predicted this. Because the name of that project is Might Delete Later.
That nigga sure did.
And I was sitting there trying to figure out, why is it called Might Delete Later? He apologized and it might come down.
That's insane.
Then he took the joint off stream and literally deleted it.
That's insane.
Body bag. Zoop.
I don't want his shit from this nigga for 2 years.
Bro, I don't want to hear him anymore.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, when I say he's banned off of my greatest of hip-hop list, he's banned, bro. He just Chris Benoit'd himself.
Like, if you come out with a record, like, yeah.
Except
like,
he
after
killed
nobody
else.
Like, you come out with a record
yeah.
after that, like, yeah, I'm the best. Ain't nobody no, fucking
you,
with me.
You killed Dreamville when you apologized,
you did,
yep, too.
Yep, you fucked your whole world. Because
I don't even know
up,
no
right.
niggas from Dreamville, but if I was going to give it a chance after this, that shit is dead.
I think about the niggas in this camp, like, bro, like... That, cause I know niggas in this camp like real rappers. Like I wouldn't
man,
have no
what?
Shit like that.
The same joke with Kendrick camp. Like niggas been like niggas got their chest out.
Come on, bro.
Like the nigga Terrace Martin. I worked with that nigga like
and
10 years ago.
Let's talk about
ago.
Some real disrespect on that might delete bro. Later. Mm. Let's talk about some real disrespect on that might delete later. You got Absol and Daylight on
oh,
one
yeah.
of those songs.
Yeah.
Niggas that's on TDE.
Yeah.
You know what you doing, bro. You know what you doing. Take that jab. It's not going to fuck your career up. If anything, it's going to plateau you higher.
Now, Drake, you done fucked up again because you mentioned the man wife.
So what happened last time?
Again. Don't mention no man's wife. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. Niggas love their wives. Stop it. Now Kenny's going to... You. Oh, my God. I can't... Now, if Kenny come out and rip this nigga head off, like, hip-hop might be over. Like, I don't...
West Coast nigga.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, I know hip-hop is a bunch of nasty niggas, but Kendrick probably the only nigga that can say something about being in that little white girl DMs.
Who, what white girl?
Joe from Stranger Things. Niggas was talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, why ain't nobody saying that? That's all you got to say about the nigga Drake. She was underage at the time and shit. And it was like, yeah, because all these niggas like that.
But these is all easy. Like, shoot Drake, just say, oh, you like young bitches. Shoot Rick Ross, nigga used to be a CEO. Shoot motherfucking, like, it's easy buckets out here, bro. Like, I was like, bro, Rick Ross.
Like, for where we at now, like, with the light shit, like, yeah, them light jabs.
Yeah, you can't beef with nobody. You used to be a correctional officer, and you talk about being a drug dealer and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, about to say. He was a correctional officer in Florida, and them niggas are, like, janky as shit.
Right.
Correctional officers are worse criminals than the criminals locked up.
Yeah. But.
He was probably selling cell phones and, man, and drugs in that joint and all that. He was probably getting niggas McDonald's and charging them $70.
I never understood that, like. He was a corrections officer.
He,
like,
wasn't the actual PO.
Yeah.
He wasn't the on-the-street officer. I could go be a corrections officer today.
Yeah, he was working in a jail. Like, nigga, that was a 9-to-5, something to get you some money. That wasn't that nigga career.
You damn near special police. You ain't actual police.
Right, you so not
he,
police.
So he valid?
I think he valid.
Yeah, he could be valid. He with that job, valid. That's, again, like you just said, Charles County, you can go do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's entry level. Like, that's, okay. You just need some money.
Okay.
And then you working in the jail around all the criminals and shit, like, it's, you know, I'm telling you, Drake mentioned
niggas something. Getting McDonald's and fucking Seven Locks and shit like that on the MoCo side.
Drake mentioned shit. Something about Rick Ross girl too. I'm like, bruh, this nigga here, bruh. He always talk about somebody girl. And then all niggas be saying, like, bruh, that's what Rick Ross said. Like, you was DMing one of my shorties.
You can't say nothing else about her though. Like,
what?
About his girl. He's a model Tia Kemp.
I don't know.
I think that's what he was talking about. You can't say nothing else about her.
Why not?
50 already done went all through that. Yeah. Like, it's 50
done said everything he could.
You can't, like, oh, 50 took her shopping and shit. Like, there's nothing else you can say. That's dead.
He could probably say some shit like, I might take her shopping like I'm 50 Cent. But, nigga, that's like, that's a jab that you threw and missed.
Yeah, bro.
Easy buckets all over the place. It's just easy bucket. So, where do you think this goes now?
I think
Drake. What's the next round of the war? Next battle?
Oh, Kendrick releasing next.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I think.
Niggas not going to Meek Mill themselves. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? They not doing that. Some said he already had a jump in the tuck. This was for 4 years. Drake said it himself. Keep talking about this track. Nigga, where it's at?
I think Drake kamikazed himself. He did way too much, and he not going to be able to recover once everybody get a chance to respond.
Nah.
Yeah, especially if everybody just, like, let's say, like, five niggas say something like, damn, I got to make 5 different records for every single nigga now. Here we go. Let me go in the studio. Ugh.
Let's say these niggas drop all in the same week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You dissed 20 niggas, and then you got other niggas that you dissed in your career that you've been dissing.
The funniest part.
Pick a name like Chance the Rapper.
This nigga said, Metro, shut your whole ass up and go make some drums.
Hilarious.
Bruh.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Metro's, yeah.
Now Metro gotta hop on the record like, yeah, nigga, I got at least 4 bars, nigga. I gotta say something to your ass now because you're not gonna talk to me like
that. Probably fuck around and do the interlude to the next tape.
Man.
They fuck around and bring the old head that used to do all the skits on the tape back.
That's
get back on some real Pluto shit.
Crazy.
That nigga shot at
Ja. The nigga got it all.
Shot at Ja too.
Bruh.
Ja Rule?
Nah, Ja Morant.
Oh, for what?
They fuck the same bitch.
They fucking with the same shorty.
Oh, this nigga on that light skin butt hurt ass.
Yeah, that nigga.
He gonna aim at your girls, man. He gonna aim at your girls. That's what he gonna do.
You know, that's why him and Future beefing right now, because there's some pillow talking ass shit this nigga was doing.
Yeah.
You too rich to be pillow talking, my nigga.
That don't
go get a therapist.
Nasty. Bruh,
being rich don't change how corny you are. You just corny and rich.
Nigga corny,
go get a therapist.
Shit.
You need a therapist. You too rich to be out here being corny.
He like, nah, I need to mess with the shorties you mess with, and I want them to not mess with you no more.
He definitely get at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I want your shorties.
Yeah, I wouldn't step out with Drake.
No.
Nah, we could have the same type of money. I wouldn't step out with Drake. If I was Future, I wouldn't even have fucked with him.
Mm-mm. But you don't find that shit out till after you fuck with
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, oh, also, ASAP Rocky diss Drake too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
ASAP Rocky called a straight?
No, he shot at Drake. He had a record on We Don't Trust You. We still don't trust you.
Was it over Rihanna?
Yeah.
Of course.
I know. It's always a bitch.
Yeah, always. That nigga was shooting at his bitch. I'm like, what you doing, Aubrey?
Okay. Let me ask y'all a question.
You can't be no gangster rapper and be named Aubrey. My bad. Okay.
But hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. If a nigga mentions something about your girl, your wife, baby mother, whatever, but he did used to date her, and he did used to smash, and he got to smash first. I mean, you can't have a response record like, you know what I'm saying, this and that. Stop talking about my girl, just shit like that. That's just how I feel. Like, you kind of got to take that on the
Talk about my bitch. Yeah, you can. I don't care what the history is between you and my bitch. That's my bitch now.
Like ASAP Rocky. Come on, not ASAP. You could have just tucked that.
He could have tucked the Rihanna comment.
Yeah,
Rihanna in the cut. She ain't even making music right now. She quiet. She just had a baby or some shit like that.
Yeah, she had two kids. He keeps shooting her. Yeah. He keeps shooting her.
She cooling it. That's like if Mariah Carey wasn't saying her little slick shit about Eminem.
About him, yeah.
And he just made a random song about her.
They used to date.
He was fucking.
Nigga, what? You ain't know about Eminem? The Mariah Carey.
No, I knew that was a situation, but I didn't know they used to actually. I thought. Hold on, what's that sound? Oh, that's the ice maker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know they actually like.
Rich nigga shit.
Yeah, I think. Well, she denied it, I think. And that nigga ain't like that shit. I can't remember. That shit was so long.
Oh, yeah. She did. Yeah, she kept saying no. I don't know this nigga. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
But she was the pursuer in the situation.
Oh, one of those type situations.
So when he started going at Mariah and Nick, rap beef history, it was because Mariah was denying that she was ever fucking with Eminem.
Yep.
Nick Cannon jumped in it because that's his wife.
Right.
Nigga, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess if you're in a club and nigga like, if a nigga your girl, you got swing on.
Exactly.
Listen, if I'm a rapper and I'm fucking with fucking Betty Bop, the hottest rap bitch at the time, and somebody else say something about her, but it was before I was famous or rapping, I'm responding. Not only am I going to get that publicity, but nigga, don't talk about my bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just that simple. Don't talk about my bitch. Like, Wayne got a song. I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute and had hit any man that you ever knew. So if Wayne could feel like that about a prostitute, I could feel like that about my bitch. I don't want to hear about none of these rap niggas.
It's funny he keeps saying my bitch. He said, don't disrespect my bitch. So
say anything else, bro. Don't disrespect my bitch. You'll get further.
He keeps saying that.
You'll get further with your mama coming.
But he right.
Yeah.
I am dead.
I'm the only person that called my bitch a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hey. We all know I'm right, man.
Don't you disrespect my bitch. How dare you disrespect my bitch? Oh, my God. Oh, man. But, yeah.
My bitch is my bitch.
ASAP.
What'd he say?
I would have to play the record.
Bars, it was like,
he mentioned something about
it. Was weak. It had to be weak because y'all don't remember.
It's ASAP, though.
I mean.
So it was weak.
So much of shit came out, and ain't nobody really talk about it. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you talking about Drake, though. Like, come on, ASAP.
Yeah.
You kind of barking up. That was my point. Like, you kind of like, I know you got to do it because that's your wife. You love her, whatever, but ASAP.
Listen, sometimes niggas go smack at your joint. You know what I'm saying? Y'all at the movies, and you end up getting jumped at the movies. You knew damn well you couldn't beat these niggas.
I wish a nigga would be smacking my girl at the movies in the dark.
You knew damn well you couldn't beat these niggas. Now you're getting beat to the ending credits.
Like, can you imagine a nigga whispering to your girl in a movie theater, like, excuse me, how you doing? My name is blah, blah, blah. Nigga.
Nigga, while I'm eating popcorn,
nigga, I'm going to lose my fucking mind in that movie theater. Oh, my God. That would be crazy. All right. Any more beef? Any more beef?
What up, real life beefs? Who y'all beefing with right now?
I'm beefing with my fucking job. These niggas is dickheads.
Okay, like, it's good that you're off camera. Go ahead.
I need to get back into my bag because I can't deal with these niggas at my job, bro.
Talk about
these niggas out here giving up promotions. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here outclassing everybody. These niggas giving up promotions. Mm. I'm hurt, heartbroken. I was 11 my job. I ain't going to say where. Mm-hmm. I was loving my job prior to this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hate it. And I want to go to Home Depot or something.
Do you feel like you were profiled?
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy that you said that, because I don't feel like I was like racially profiled,
mm-hmm.
but to an extent, more mm-hmm. like personality profiled. Because mm-hmm. when I'm upset, I just don't, like, I don't say shit out loud because of the way that shit comes out my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing some dumbass shit and you ask me to go do some dumbass shit that I know doesn't make sense, I'm just going to say, okay. And I'm going to turn around and walk off. You might not hear me talk for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The work's still getting done and all that. But because I feel like they think I'm a loose cannon. I feel like they think I'm a loose cannon.
Well, would they, why ever would they say that?
Why I don't know, man. Maybe it's the resting bitch face.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they have a reason to say he's a loose cannon. He doesn't mention.
Maybe it's the locks.
Yeah. You did something and your dreads got to swinging all over the place. They got nervous.
Had to be.
What's going on with this nigga here, dude? We have a nigga moment. You doing some nigga stuff.
You know what I'm saying? I talk with my hands. You know what I'm
saying? Oh.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
He That's talks with his hands.
I probably need to like start putting my hands in my back pocket like Rick James.
So he talks with his hands and he has, you know what I'm saying, his nigga moments.
Yeah, I'm the angry nigga at work.
Oh, the angry nigga at work.
The token angry nigga head.
Token angry nigga, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
all it is, though.
I see the stuff. I see the seeds being planted.
Work beef, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm out here being a free-spirited young black man enjoying my life, and they think I'm an angry nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm playing the song on my speaker and niggas say, I wouldn't expect you bitch ass niggas to get it. Literally at the end of the song. And my boss is talking about, man, I need to buy you some headphones
mm-hmm.
because this, that, and the third. You making me feel like a nigga, brother. I am educated. I am a journalist.
It's funny that he mentioned rap beef because, you know, like who you beefing with in real life because, you know.
Yeah, man, it's a name.
When I write records, sometimes I kind of send a couple shots.
Get your shit off
at people, but I just think it's funny. Yeah, you know, a little.
You got to get your personal.
But it's how do I say it? It's in rap form though. Like you would only get it if you get it, but most people won't get it because most people don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you know the situation, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying? It only throw a rock in the sky and only land on who it needs to land on most of the time, you know.
Nah, I need the boulder to fly and land on like 10 niggas. I need some Drake level shit.
Hey man, I like to, you know what I'm saying? I'm a perch in a tree, you know, with my little sniper rifle.
I got some bars and shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to get some personals out there of niggas that don't even make music or nothing like that. Just know them personally and know something that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they ashamed of it, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I got a joint, I had a revelation, niggas didn't get it, every word is prophetic, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. I told the nigga, I was like, something crazy with my cousin. I ain't gonna say the whole shit because it ain't drop yet. I'm like, something crazy going on with my cousin, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. But I never say the pussy name because, you know, I don't do the word of mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Folks snitched on my boy.
Mm.
My boy serves some federal time right now, but he up there with the same nigga that snitched on him. So the nigga got the same exact shit. Sentence because he couldn't hold water, basically.
Yeah, I know situations like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all listen to it when we go off the air. I ain't going to give it to y'all like that, though.
I know a few situations like that, but any beef you got, B-Mac.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he been waiting.
Niggas beefing with me though.
Okay, hold on. You can't say that. Niggas beef with you, but you not that like you got you saying like you have no part of this.
What did you
I take you back 3 months ago. I was sitting in here on that couch right there. You told me a nigga had beef with me.
What'd he do?
You told me you hit my phone.
I didn't say it again. I said, do you know this person? That's all I said.
Led with, and then ended okay, with, okay. Yeah. This nigga think you fucked this bitch.
Oh that's my god, there you go.
Hold on. Wait. Did you?
No.
It's always butthurt niggas. Nigga light skin?
No. Tell him.
Nigga light skin?
Nigga light skin?
Nah.
When he brown.
I am taken aback right now. I thought you got past it.
You know niggas don't get past shit.
You had a problem with that?
Yeah, bro. Like,
I know you had a problem with that, but I thought you got past it and you never wanted to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm cool. That's not what I'm talking about now. Okay. Just reminding you. Like, a nigga can have a whole beef with you.
Uh huh.
And you just be living your life and you like, what the fuck is going on?
I just think it's stupid. Okay, who got beef with you?
That shit was like 10 years ago.
Who got beef with you?
More than that.
Damn, a decade of beef is crazy.
Crazy.
A decade of beef and not being involved.
That's the last
crazy.
Time I seen that man. Mm. Whole time he been.
See,
he popped back up. Not of nobody I know. But he popped back up somehow.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Somebody I know, and
I thought you was mentioning somebody else that had beef with you.
Oh yeah, I was leading into that because I was just prefacing like you could just have a nigga have beef with you for 10 years, you don't even know about it.
All because you fucked this bitch.
I didn't see that's what, and I didn't want to, and I don't want to. Like that's crazy.
Hey, you know what, bruh? I argued with this nigga for 3 days over that shit. I'm like, bruh, you definitely did something. You
this nigga
did
called
something.
Me and asked me, you know this bitch by this name? I'm like,
I was like, bruh. Ain't no way in fuck.
I immediately
you just
bust
did
out laughing.
Nothing.
Like, what are you talking about? Why you asking
you
me
at
that?
Least had her number or something.
Oh, yeah.
Shades going back on.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. It was something there, but I ain't never, like,
this
I ain't
was
never
back
jumped.
In your foul nigga days?
audience.
Yeah, early 20s.
That's
like,
all it took.
Yeah.
That's all it took, early 20s.
Like, if you looked at me and then you looked at him, it was like, all right,
hold on.
And then how the way she was on me, like, it was okay.
Hold on. Studio audience, I just want
to
preface everybody by saying the reason, well, one of the reasons why I wear shades is I've been told vehemently that I talk with my face.
Talk with your face is crazy. What does that even mean?
Like when
talk with my face.
Like when people say stuff, I can make a facial expression that will let you know exactly how I feel about certain situations. But in this instance, I'm glad I have my shades on. Now continue.
Yeah.
I talk with my face is so fucking misleading and crazy.
Like somebody say something stupid to you, right? And you like you talking with your face.
Oh, well,
like you don't gotta say anything. You just look at your face and be like
that more. But when you say talk with your face is crazy.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck you're supposed to do.
It's a Virgo thing, man. It's a little thing. I sometimes do the same thing.
And I'm in the dead middle of the Aquarius shit. I do the same shit.
Like if I have a conversation with
somebody, Valentine's Day baby,
face to face, like just talking stupid shit, I might just wander off.
I ain't gonna lie, I turn my ear pods up on niggas and just straight walk off. Like I make it known that I can't hear you though before I walk off. Yeah, I'm a dickhead. I do not like talking to people.
You gotta protect your peace.
I don't like talking to people that much either.
Bro, if you don't have no intellect.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be around you.
Yeah, bro.
But I'm sorry for interrupting your story, B-Man. Go ahead.
Oh, nah. Yeah, these niggas.
Who you beefing with currently?
I ain't beefing with nobody. Niggas who? Beefing with me, though.
Okay, who's right, beefing
so
with
what's
you
the
currently?
Situation? All
right, so you wasn't here, but I was just somebody going through some issues.
Uh-huh.
He don't be listening to this shit, so like it's, and we don't use names.
Good.
We don't use names.
Good.
You know what I'm, yeah, nigga been going through some problems, and you know, he been fucking his life up and shit. Yeah. Cause you know what I'm talking about.
We real
about,
good
right?
at not incriminating.
You know what I was talking about, the nigga with the with his
fucking up basically.
Talking yeah, his
what you had to tell him?
His wife job and shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
So back to the same area where the nigga said I fucked this bitch. I was working with my man. It was me and my two mans. We was working together downtown CVS. I ain't gonna say nothing else descriptive. But at the same time, this young worked with us, and the two of them they had something going on. That was, you know, his little work job, and yeah, he was with his girl at the time. This is his wife now. He was with her. He was with her back then, and the two of them was, you know, trying to fuck around in the store and shit, whatever. And she filed out. she caught wind of it a little bit, and then it was dead after that. So I say, like, what, about 11, 12 years later, the two of them, two females, they working together. Like, they went to college, got degrees, they end up working together. He didn't even know that until he went to her job for a little function, and he was like, he saw her. And then, like, you know, where I'm going now, it was over at that point. So, yeah. So fast forward to now, the two of them going through whatever they going through.
He still think you a part of it.
Huh?
And he still think you a part of it?
Nah, I was never a part of it. I'm taking too long to get to the point, that's all. So, yeah, the two of them is rocky now. Him and his wife, they separated and shit. She put his ass out. And this nigga, that nigga found the junk. The junk that she was insecure about 10, 12 years ago. And that's his junk. Like, they've been fucking around. This nigga made the mistake.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Good for him. You won. Like, that was the junk you wanted.
That's the junk that he really wanted. So, yeah, right. Good for him. Sometimes you just gotta go, you gotta take them L's first.
Yeah, like don't let your wife keep you away from your future wife. That's right.
Why are you looking at me though? Don't look at me. See, you looking at me.
See everybody. I see exactly why Joe Budden walks off camera when niggas start saying flagrant stuff. Cause niggas won't just look at you and be like, right hook. No, don't look at me. Listen, I'll say this. Rap beefs aside, to the gentleman, I'm going to get real political with it real quick because a lot of this rap beef is behind the bitch. Let's just remember that.
Bro.
It's always behind the bitch. Everything but the J. Cole and Kendrick shit is about a bitch at some point. Let's really get down to it, gentlemen. We got to stop being butthurt because your girl chose up. We got to stop.
All right. Good topic.
Good topic.
We have to stop with trying to harm our fellow brethren.
Okay.
Because your girl chose up.
But what's the rules behind that though? Right now, we're going to make the rules.
I'm going to give you a galactic pimping. Go ahead.
True or false? If you dap a nigga up, you can't fuck his bitch.
False.
Yeah, that's super false.
That's super false. I've dapped many niggas up and fucked their bitch.
Bro,
what are you talking about? Dapping? What the fuck is dapping a nigga up?
I shake your hand and your bitch is off limits.
I just gave a homeless nigga on a bus a fist pound the other day. What the fuck is dapping? Oh,
okay,
nigga?
So okay. So an associate, you will fuck your associate's bitch.
If you not my dog.
Dog, okay.
Or my brother, like in blood, I'm fucking your bitch. You my dog. I can't just jump out there with no bitch unless we got an understanding of shorties for whatever's going on.
Okay.
Like, me and bro talk about the shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If Jones is over here and it's whatever it is, or we out and you see something and that was some old junk that you was messing with, but you don't care, and shorty on my line, you're not gonna trip about that.
So
I don't even have to tell you that I don't care.
Yeah,
like it's
okay. So you would if you dap a nigga up, you go fuck his bitch, correct?
Correct.
So would you fuck?
That doesn't stop me from not doing it.
So an associate, what is an associate to you?
A nigga that I work with. Maybe okay. A nigga that I see in the studio on a random basis, you know what I'm saying?
You have a rapport with him, but you have a rapport with an associate.
But a minimum rapport is what I'm saying. Like
just on a dap, okay, we dap.
Like on a...
He not in your phone.
We might be on a first name basis.
Okay.
You might be in my phone, but we ain't never called each other. Ah,
he in your phone. Yeah. That's your man.
We ain't calling each other.
If he in your phone, he your man's.
Fuck no.
Nah.
What?
Nah.
If he in your phone, he's your man.
Every bitch that's in my phone, I'm not fucking.
Oh.
I mean, because you could be in a nigga phone.
You see how I got him right? That was the trump card right there.
I was thinking of that, but I wasn't going to go there. But I mean, yeah.
I mean, look. I got multiple Jones on my phone that I'm not even thinking about hitting. I just was telling you about a situation.
Don't let women hear that. They don't believe that shit.
Yeah, bro, listen. I got so many instances where I tell girls, I appreciate your friendship more than having your body. And they completely overstep the boundary. I'm going to let you overstep after a while. I ain't no hope.
Okay. But. So, associate, you would fucking bitch. Okay, cool. Yeah. Got it. So, would you fuck your friends?
Mud brother, blood brother, dog. Those are all off limits.
Okay.
So, like, if we grew up together and we were struggling and shit, now you got a girl.
He brought the struggle
really
into it.
Nah, because that shit really factor in. A lot of niggas ain't struggled. You know what I'm saying? And then growing up and being at this age, I realized a lot of niggas did not struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of niggas don't know about struggle meals and playing the game with your friends 17 deep in a room. I just over-exaggerated the number, but y'all over there for, like, 3 days, 4 days at a time and ain't no food.
I remember those days.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Sitting on a green thing in the neighborhood. Niggas didn't...
Chips for dinner.
You know what I'm saying? Chips and noodles. And you didn't have enough for the noodles, so you stole them out the 7-Eleven. Like, this is struggle that makes us mud brothers. You know what I'm saying? Because that struggle eventually turned into a hustle for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either blood brother, mud brother, or you my dog.
Okay.
And if you my dog and we got an understanding that I could slap that, I'm slapping that. Yeah. I'm going to ask you and all that.
You got to throw that in my hand. I can't. God damn, that was perfect.
So to answer the question, like when we get to that point where like you talking about friends, then it's a conversation that can be had. I still might do it. But like it's a conversation. I owe you a conversation. We gonna talk about it.
And if I didn't give you the conversation, I owe you an apology at the least.
Right. So
it still can get done, but it's prerequisites required.
It still can get done. Okay. I just wanted to know how niggas felt about that, because there definitely has to be rules to it.
What did I say? Don't let your current situation keep you from your possible wife.
See what I'm saying? Don't let your past keep you from your future.
Good Lord in heaven. All right.
I say that shit all the time. Like, yeah, I step out the way. Like, I ain't got no ties to this bitch. Like,
my dry shit.
So, do y'all, like, y'all gonna catch the new Good Times on Netflix?
No. Blasphemous.
No.
It's a cartoon.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, you ain't gotta say nothing.
By Kenny Burris and Stephen Curry.
Blasphemy. Yeah,
nah.
And Stephen McFarlane, too, the nigga that make Cartoon Network. But Blasphemy, it has none of the basis of what the original Good Times is, and they could have clearly named it anything else.
Yeah, they really could have. They really could have, because, damn, I didn't think we needed a remake of that.
They tried to.
And it's not a remake. They trying to Black Jesus it.
Yeah, bro. It's not even. That's another thing. It's not a remake.
It's a reimagining, a retooling, as it were. You know what I'm saying?
It's a re-educationing.
Yeah, they can go to hell.
It's a re-education thing, is what it is.
It's
They literally just pulled the Black Panther. We had the Black Panthers. Now Black Panther is a superhero and nobody talks about the actual Black Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to do the same thing with Good Time.
Yeah, they tried. Niggas ain't falling for it, though. I got to get it.
Yeah, we kind of
had that. People credit.
Shout out to our generation.
Yeah.
We the ones that ain't brainwashed.
Yeah, that shit did.
So what else you guys catching on television? BMF.
No, we ain't got to talk about that.
We ain't got to talk about that. We ain't got to talk about that.
Nah, bro.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, bro. I seen that last episode.
I tell you what I am going to catch later on in this week.
What?
Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, 420.
420?
420.
That nigga Ryan Garcia still tweeting out of his fucking mind, bro.
But all that shit, like, kind of hitting pinpoint. Every tweet popping up on TikTok right now with the current event. He hit everything dead on the neck yesterday.
Drake is fucking that little white girl, the little interviewing podcast girl.
The awkward ass bitch. Yeah.
Bobby Altoff. Yeah,
I don't like her, and yeah, she an industry plant, because where does she come from?
She is a plant.
What does Ryan Garcia got to do with?
Ryan Garcia has just been dropping news before it comes out.
Yeah.
Like, even with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, he said something about that on Twitter before it happened.
Ryan Garcia?
Yes. This whole devil worshiping rant that he's been like, people in the industry worship the devil, such and such, da 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 da. He's been talking about a lot of like shit that's currently going on. Even the eclipse and like the tornadoes and shit, or like the heavy winds.
So
the cicadas coming back out. I think he spoke on that before the news even
ain't
spoke
been
on
7 years
that.
Yet.
Nah, that's the 13-year wave. That's coming this year.
Roots and shit.
Yeah, this is the actual, like, this is what we had to deal with as kids.
Yeah,
coming.
The jump, it was crazy.
Crazier than the shit we just had?
Nigga, that wasn't nothing.
Yeah, you don't remember we was kids? That jump where, like, you went, like, you would put, you could hear them from inside the house.
Fuck,
you had
hear
windows
them.
At your
the
jump.
Streets were covered.
Yeah, you look out the window, bro, that's all you saw. You could hear them in the house, you in the house chilling. Saturday. You hear them drums outside over the TV.
Yeah, I remember.
You hear them bitches over cars.
I remember them drums because the streets was like.
And you couldn't walk down the street without one in your hair on.
Yeah, they were smacking you in the face. Like, yeah. Pause. Like, you don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we was kids.
The cicada age was the worst age of my life, and I'm mad that I got to relive it.
That shit was crazy.
I didn't think I was ever going to have to see that again.
That shit was crazy. Just walking outside, you sound like you hear sirens all day.
My what?
Like all day long, they just making fucking noise. Yo, that's crazy. Oh yeah. Since we on TV right now, I need everybody to go watch the new Fallout series on Prime Television. It's flames. If you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 91%. It's a great show. It's based off of the Fallout, video game series. I haven't played any of those.
I feel like I need to go play a little bit before I actually watch the
you
show.
You don't. Nah, it's good if you play it backwards. Like if you watch the show and then you
and
that
then go,
is a vehicle.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. That series works like that. I played some of them Jones.
Yeah, because it does a good job of like explaining the universe and what really happened.
Because each of the games, it's the same. It's start off the same.
Yeah. But
except you skipped that part.
Basically, it's really funny because I was talking to my man about it. Like, I could see this situation happening in real life.
Right now.
Yeah, where, like, they made sophisticated bomb shelters or whatever.
Yeah.
A community, and they actually nuke the U.S. themselves to bank all the money in from people who need to go to.
Well, the bomb shelters are already built.
Yeah.
They've been building those. That shit be on Discovery America. They talking about they got government bomb shelters inside the mountains and shit like that.
So that's Fallout. That's
listen,
Fallout.
This has been like
it's Fallout.
These things have been done in like before our generation even came along. They already had these shelters and
that's
shit.
That's Fallout. The rich niggas get to go first. They come knock on your door and
for sure. Them niggas already in cryo. They already in cryo.
Sign up for the vault program and shit, and then. Yeah. All hell break loose, bombs start dropping. Y'all niggas going to
the
vault.
Then they even have a class system in the vaults.
Nigga, man.
Like the rich niggas, they actually go in cryo sleep. They don't even got to live nowhere. They just wait this
shit
out.
We'll see you in 200 years.
200 years. I'll see y'all in 200. You know what I'm saying? And
they freeze your baby and shit too.
Yeah. And like you can actually go in a shitty vault with other like. Fucked up ass people where we just down here basically eating each other and shit. Like, it's really fucked up. But I can really see that happening in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, definitely. Then you got to leave the vault and shit just get worse.
A lot worse. But the show, I'm trying to tell y'all, I recommend it. The whole season, it's a binge watch. 8 episodes, straight gas. Walton Goggins is in it. Ella Purnell from Yellow Jackets.
What the episode's like an hour?
40 minutes.
I can do that. My ADHD ain't that bad.
Great soundtrack to it. It takes you back to the 50s and old Hollywood. It's very retro, but it's in the future, like 2140, whatever the fuck.
Like time was frozen when the bombs hit and shit. So when you come back out, it's in the future, but it's still kind of like
retro
the
high 50s tech
and shit.
Yeah, and it's funny because a little spoiler, but there's somebody who came up with the solution to all the problems, which is like, what is it, nuclear fusion or some shit like that, which is like an energy source that could last forever.
Yeah,
but everybody like, actually the big companies like, nigga, we don't want that shit. We want to keep making money off all this shit. If we get free renewable energy, we not gonna make no more money. Fuck that nuclear fusion shit. And that shit's funny how that shit go down. But go watch it. It's very political. It's very realistic. You know, like a couple months ago, they had a movie come out. I forgot the title of it, but it was a movie about the world fucking up. Like something fucking up. All the Teslas was crashing into shit and the boats was like losing power and crashing into the shores and shit. And the world was, I forgot, it was on
Phone
Netflix.
Lines going down.
Yeah, it was on Netflix though.
The only thing that hasn't gone down is TikTok.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about TikTok. They supposed to be getting banned.
Because TikTok's not an American owned social media.
Chinese.
That's why they're trying to ban it.
Yeah.
We can literally say whatever we want on TikTok.
Oh, for sure. We can say whatever we want on
No, you can't.
On Twitter.
No, you can't.
No, the fuck you can't.
Why not?
No, you can't. You can say whatever self-destructive shit you want to say, but niggas get pulled up.
Now, even with that, so I don't know what this nigga Elon do, but like if it's somebody like was trying to reply to him on something that he was wrong about and they discovered that nobody could quote him or reply to him.
Oh, that's
good. You could see the tweet, but you couldn't like reply to it. Like it wasn't no you couldn't put a community note on it or nothing. So it's like even still, it's as much as he tries to portray himself as Mr. Free Speech, it's to a certain extent like you can't say shit.
Yeah, nigga, I'm a super billionaire. You can't talk to me like right. that. I ain't here to be questioned.
but even this, you'll get reported and they'll block you.
Right.
I know people that's lost their Twitters.
Yeah.
As much as all the crazy ass wild shit happens on Twitter.
Like you Twitter say something too porn,
political,
bro.
Yeah. You say like something too political.
Butt ass on
it's for fetishes in general.
Right.
So even like those videos that are like the gruesome ass niggas falling out of buildings and shit like that, and you see the niggas, that's a fetish.
Oh yeah, I've seen some shit on Twitter, nigga.
Yeah.
I've seen niggas get their head chopped the fuck off. I've seen some shit on Twitter,
bro.
Nigga.
Listen, historically, the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life has been on Twitter.
Yep.
Well, what was that?
Bro, listen. On the porn side, I seen a bitch fucking the traffic cone.
I've seen that too.
You know exactly what video I'm talking about, right? The little bitch in Atlanta.
That's in my recent searches on my video.
I was wild. Wow.
That's crazy.
I seen a nigga fall. You know how Target got the red balls and shit out front, but you know how sometimes they got the car blockers so niggas don't drive into the glass and shit?
Okay.
It might be a pole. Target got the balls. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I seen the nigga fall from like whatever story building he fell from and onto it like a popsicle. You had to get that depiction together first before you understood what the nigga fell on it like a popsicle. Like it went through him.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, so B-Mac, what's the craziest thing you've seen on the internet?
Like, period.
Yeah.
Probably the multitude of videos and niggas dying in different ways.
There's always somebody dying.
Always. The ways that niggas die just get better and better.
I think we got desensitized to people dying because we've seen
I'm glad, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first, like, Twitter was just lawless, basically lawless. You see
Twitter's
that shit
a bit better.
What did it used to be?
But only a little bit. Yeah. It's only, like, 10% better. Yeah. That shit's still the fucking asshole of social media.
Bruh, everybody's seen videos of like fucking Brazilian people owe money to the drug lord.
Well, it's always in one of them Latin American countries.
Yeah, they owe money, so they're going to say something. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah.
Nigga
get his shit blown out broad daylight, or the niggas in India getting ran over by the trains.
Bruh, I saw this lady, bruh. I don't know what she did or what happened. But, nigga, when I tell you they said, blah, 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 10 seconds later, cut off her arms, cut off her legs.
I seen that joke,
like,
yep.
God.
They cut
damn.
Off her limbs first, bro, while she was still alive.
The craziest shit happened in Africa. These niggas put the tires on top of you and burn you like shotas if you stole something.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You still a potato, nigga. You dying.
They cut you, like, I seen the Jones where they cut your hands off because you were stealing.
They cut your legs off because you ran.
Okay.
All of this is Twitter, bro.
They cut your meat if you sexually abuse and shit.
Could you live without your hands or without your legs? Or without your feet?
Are you asking me to choose?
Yeah.
I would rather not have my feet.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I'm about to say yeah.
I don't want to walk around. I can't touch nothing.
Yeah, like.
Nigga, Oscar Pistorius was a sprinter.
Listen,
he had no legs.
If I can't roll up.
Oh,
I need these. Like,
yeah, I can't make no money. I'm a working man. Like, my hands is my, you know what I'm saying, my trait.
So you can do a lot with like get you little some prosthetic boots and shit. Like,
you could always go get you the feet with the motherfucking cup on it.
I mean, you can always
roll.
All you do is walk on them jumps, bro. You need these. Like, what I'm gonna do without my hands?
And if you get
my life is over. Shoot me in the head.
You get at least one prosthetic. You can just walk on crutches.
Yeah, right. For a fact.
If you get at least one.
Listen, we in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
You get the fucking mechanic foot that you could feel.
Man.
Now that's crazy. Now that's crazy right there. All right, any other topics, guys?
Before we go, I got to shoot, though.
Jesus Christ. Nah, now niggas, he wants to shoot.
No, because niggas...
Now he wants to shoot.
So many opportunities.
This is a continuation, because niggas got beef with me.
About bitches.
Bitches, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
So niggas got beef with you, you don't got nothing to do with it.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you trying to figure out what you got to do with it?
Yeah, because niggas stopped talking to me. Like, I ain't hear from niggas in a minute.
Okay.
And after what went down, like, that nigga violated.
Okay.
He had his daughter around the bitch that he wasn't supposed to have his daughter around. And he was local with it. He was local with the joints of Dave and Buster's. And the bitch that knew his wife recorded him, sent it to her. She sent it to me. This is where I get into it. It was like...
Hey, you got a lighter?
Nah. She sent the joint to me. It was like, yeah, this nigga on a date. This nigga on a date with my daughter, with his bitch. Like, what are you talking about? I already knew.
Hey, speaking to the mic when you...
Yeah, she hit me. It was like mad as shit, all caps. Like, this nigga's on a date with this bitch with my daughter. What the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, my God.
So this is how I get into it. So I'm trying to figure out where I violated or whatever. I hit the nigga because I got the video.
You should have hit her.
Hit her back?
No, you should have hit her. That was your chance to go hit that jump.
Jesus Christ.
That's that nigga wife. But I'm cool with all of them. So I did what a real nigga supposed to do. I sent the nigga the video. Like, yeah, somebody watching y'all. Get the fuck out of there. Even though it's too late at that point. Like,
you already
what
fried
can you do?
Tomatoes at that point.
Right. You know what I mean? But I want you to be hip to it. So, like, when you get home from having fun, just know that the fun going to be over. Because she definitely going to hit you with the, you can't see your daughter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that shit, you violated. And I will tell you that you violated. You weren't supposed to move it like that. But maybe that's what it is.
Okay, so how did he move wrong? Tell me how he moved wrong in that situation.
I mean, basically, his wife, she saw that bitch as her mortal enemy. Like, she knew y'all had passed. She was the insecure type, so she knew that when she found out she worked with her, all of that shit came back. And when you went to the function and you saw her, she knew. She was like, even though it might not even have been true at the time, you know how women are, women's intuition. She knew you still want to fuck this bitch. So then she caught you with the bitch, and then you had around your daughter. Cause that nigga pulled up and was like, oh, he was like, yeah, I'm taking our daughter out. He just pulled up like without saying shit and was like, yeah, when I'm taking her out, we about to go have some fun.
And she finds out
the fun is like, yeah, bruh.
It's a family function. Oh shit.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, bruh. Like that was the violation. You weren't supposed to do that. Especially if you local. Especially because you local, like anybody, like the DMV small. Like you supposed to go out Germantown
nigga,
or something. Like,
nigga.
That shit's supposed to be out Germantown or
the very top
at least where Metro can't, where Metro don't go.
Yeah.
Because niggas don't be driving.
Metro go far now, that's crazy.
Man, but yeah, you Metro really go gotta work. Shit. Like you used to be able to go out Tyson's, take your John out Tyson's. But now niggas can get to Tyson's now.
Everybody realize Tyson's 20 minutes away.
20 minutes, yep. For real, nigga.
Tyson's not far no more. So, like, but you gonna go to fucking...
Shit, go out Tyson's. Nigga, don't, you nigga I Tyson. Wouldn't even go out in Arundel. Fuck that.
Nah, you go to Tyson's, the only place you can hide is Tyson's Galleria. Because everybody don't got that money.
Bruh, I used to think Anne Arundel was far. That shit
what?
Ain't far.
Nigga, what's
it's
that, 30
the
minutes?
Street. Nigga, if I put my shit in sport mode. 22 minutes. What the fuck are we talking about? If I have a Jane listening to some new Future, 15 minutes. The fuck are we talking about? Fuck, you know
nah,
what
we
saying?
Still don't trust you. It's going to take you forever to get there.
I'm still going to make my way through the, we still don't trust you. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see what else.
I'm having a hard time, bro. They kind of hit the ceiling with we don't trust you.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm not even going to try to listen to this, you know, because it's not. I just had
it's
that
not
feeling
rap.
Like it's not going.
It's
not
the weekend.
Hit the same.
Oh, Weekend was had some shots for Drake too.
Yeah, he did.
What did he say? Because I seen the RDC World jump where they was trying to hold the meeting and shit, and it was all these niggas that Drake has dissed over time.
You can't.
Like Chance the Rapper was in that jump. Fucking.
What did he say about Chance?
He said pick a name like Chance the Rapper.
Oh, I remember that jump.
But he said that's not a diss because I don't know that nigga.
It's a diss.
I remember
that
song.
Don't mention niggas you don't know.
Oh, shit. I don't think that is.
Nah,
he said something about Common. He said something about Chris Brown. Oh, like,
yeah, he definitely is.
All of these niggas was played in the little RDC World skit. That shit's hilarious.
Common shot at that nigga. He ain't really do nothing with that.
But what did Weeknd say about Drake?
So it was light shit because he a pop nigga. He's like, yeah, you can't. He mentioned a nigga got leaks in his shit though. He did mention that, but it was light shit. It wasn't nothing worth remembering. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But Drake tried to get Weeknd in the OVO factory. That nigga Weeknd would be dead by now. Career be over if he got on the OVO slave ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I know them niggas had little beef simmering ever since then. That nigga ain't want to sign, rightfully so.
I'm here because look how I love McCona.
Man.
Damn.
Look at Party.
Man, even...
You don't even hear Party Next Door songs for real, because only his cult following still listens to Party
I used to
Next
fuck
Door.
With Party, too.
I fuck with Party.
You know, the last time I heard about Party...
When the last Party for? Song?
Hold on.
He had the Rihanna, John. That's probably the last.
No, he got the album. He just put out the album.
Yeah, because
he got that cover. That album. That
was this P4.
Hold on, wait. Let me throw the quotations in there. That album with that cover. You don't even know the album name.
Yeah, of course.
You don't even know what the cover looked like.
It's P4. It's the shorty. The naked shorty.
The fucking Party Next Door.
I listen to Party. I used to
fuck with Party.
And I got to listen to that Bryson Tiller album. I gotta get that because I'm a Bryson Tiller fan. I gotta listen to it. So.
You look like a Bryson Tiller fan.
What does that mean?
You just look like a nigga that can appreciate someone like Bryson Tiller's art.
Right. Sad.
B Mac, is he right? You agree? You fucking agree? Oh shit! Why are you looking at me like that?
I can see it. Yeah.
You could. What does that mean?
I fuck with Bryson Tiller.
Fuck with Bryce.
Okay.
I might not look like it, but I fuck with Bryce.
Wow. He said, I look like I can appreciate Bryson Tiller.
Ask the internet. Ask the internet. Man. Tell him to put it in the comments.
Oh, man.
Yeah, clip that joke. Put it in the comments. Let niggas decide.
Decide what exactly?
If you look like a Bryson Tiller fan,
do I look like a Bryson Tiller fan? No, yeah. I'm not asking him to anything.
Internet, if he looks like the typical Bryson Tiller fan, put it in the comments.
Bro, I look like a typical Bryson Tiller. Wow.
Nah, what is it? I mean, what is a typical Bryson Tiller fan? You seem to have an image picked out in your mind, like you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a Virgo, so I don't even take compliments well. So,
sound like a Bryson Tiller fan.
No.
They've been hurt so many times, they don't know whether the compliments are genuine or false.
Okay, moving on. It's like, no. Anyway, man, look. Oh. We already talked about beef, music. We talked about the film. Now it's time to talk sports.
It's just the last day of the NBA season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playoffs about to start.
Yeah.
Play-in about to start.
Play-ins, yep.
This might be the best play-in because you got the Lakers in there.
You got Lakers. I think it's Lakers, Kings.
Kings, yep.
And then it's the Suns and Warriors for the West Coast play-in. I don't give a fuck about what's happening in the East.
It's so much going. Like, the East is literally up for grabs everywhere,
yeah,
but first.
Except for Boston, it's like the East is all in the same spot.
And Embiid just got
I got to let that click. Again?
Yeah, he hurt.
We knew that.
Damn. They just won. They won 7 straight to make it to the play-in.
We knew that was going to happen.
They the hottest team in that year.
We knew that was going to happen. That's historic. Embiid is always hurt.
Yep.
He's the East Coast Anthony Davis.
See, but we tried to get it out the way early this year. They tried. I'm not a Sixers fan. They tried to get it out the way early, though. Maybe if we get this nigga hurt early,
he can
come back and be playing. No, I'm going to get hurt again.
I'm a Nuggets fan. Until he play in the Mile High City, I don't want to hear nothing from Embiid. He hasn't played
about
there
to
since
say,
COVID.
Joke is over Embiid.
Yeah.
And I've been a Nuggets fan when we were at our worst. So I don't want to hear nobody talk about, because y'all got Jokic, da-da-da-da-da. I've been there since Jokic was a rookie and before that. Since Melo came in the league, I've been a Nuggets fan.
I've been fucking with the Nuggets since I just like their jerseys. You know, the Jones with the mountains on it.
Yeah.
That colorway.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the black ones. The black ones with the rainbow.
Yeah,
with the.
I'm talking about the Jones that had the had a bunch of colors on it. It was the white,
yellow one. It was like down the side.
Baby blue and yellow.
Yeah.
But it had like the stripes on the side.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That.
I'm going through the same thing as a Rockets fan. We had the good days, the T-Mac days, the Yao Ming days and shit.
I like y'all. Y'all got Baby Jokic. Huh? Y'all got Baby Jokic right now. Alfred Sengun.
Oh, Sengun, yeah.
That boy Baby Jokic. He do it, whatever he want on the court.
I just can't do it with the me personally. I can't do it with centers, like I call them designer bigs, like centers that ain't really centers but they play center.
The new niggas, I
need my center to get boards and play defense. I can't.
That's
do
what
it
I need
it.
Embiid to do, but Embiid don't do
he
that.
He don't want. Yeah,
but that's
don't.
Actually Embiid's like skill set. Mm-hmm. He should be in the paint grabbing rebounds and just getting the putbacks because he's strong. All that pump faking and then going down into the post and then starting your game is stupid. It's asinine.
Yeah, he don't want to play like that. He want to play. He want to do more, but he's a big though. Like get your ass down there in the paint and work out.
A big that's shooting 200 threes and shooting fucking.
But I got
only making
though.
66.
And I got a handle and I can shoot threes.
He could shoot threes?
Yeah.
He shot 200 threes last year and only made 66.
Like
30%?
He might be
it's
less
like
than
33
that.
Or something like that. But if you not if you look at the percentage,
1 for 3 on 3
without looking at the actual, it makes a difference. Cause top five shooting bigs, but nobody shot as many threes as you.
Right.
Nowhere near. Mm-hmm. Jokic shot 136 threes and was 38%. Mm. Still made around 45-50 threes. That's way better than shooting 200 and you got other guards on your team.
Jokic scary.
Jokic
bro.
Did that in the time with Jamal Murray wasn't even 100%.
Never
if he was
100%.
Playing.
That like Jamal Murray might be the most underrated player of all time in NBA history.
I wouldn't say that. History, I wouldn't go that far. History, yeah. But I will say he's a very underrated guard. But history is...
Yeah, that's too...
Think about it. He has the potential to be one of the best point guards in the league. And he's the second best scorer on a team with the MVP, and they won a ring.
No, I'm going to tell you this. The fact that you didn't say this man's names just proved
who
how underrated he is. Bobo. We got niggas talking about Victor Wembanyama. When Victor Wembanyama and Bobo's skill set.
Hey, listen.
I'm about to break down Bobo's career to y'all, right? Watch this. Bobo's career, he came into the summer league. Watch this.
They let him cook. Yes, his team. Watch this.
He don't even play for us no more. He out here dropping 25.
He played for the Suns.
Yeah, and doing great on the Suns too because they giving him a chance. But watch this. You can't come in as
a
rookie.
I don't have my phone right now. I can't check his minutes.
You can't come in as a rookie and be dropping fucking anything coming behind a top five big.
Uh-huh.
But during summer league, guess what happened? 10-10-10 got drug tested because niggas couldn't believe that this nigga was out here getting 10 blocks, 10 rebounds, and 10 points a game.
I fuck with Bobo, though.
And he did it in like 10 minutes.
I just need him to get some burn.
Yeah, he just got to get the point. He just got to get the minutes.
Yeah.
Now, we send him somewhere where we think he's going to get the minutes, but Jonathan Isaac is the franchise big in Orlando. So now you're coming off the bench behind Jonathan Isaac. The nigga behind him, third string big. You're not getting no time. You know what I'm saying? Now you're in Phoenix. You got KD around. KD's probably making you way more comfortable to shoot. You're seeing way more opportunities. The coach is giving you a chance because the coach sees that you really putting in the work in practice instead of niggas like Shaq talking about Bobo's attitude is the reason why he's not getting it. The coach actually saying, this nigga putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? And now he's starting to get a chance, and it's not too many people that's able to guard Bobo at this nigga's full confidence. Like, that's all we waiting for is his confidence to come up.
And they about to get Golden State the fuck up out of there.
Yeah. And he's more than likely going to be a big defensive part of that.
So, who do y'all got in the series? That's the series? Golden State?
No, that's the play-in.
No, I'm saying, is that the series, though?
No, it's a, it's a win or lose.
One game, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a one game.
Yeah.
Yeah, play and one and done.
Well, Suns versus.
Yeah. I think it's six and
Suns
six.
Versus
Golden State 10.
Yeah, I think
Suns
10.
9. Or Suns 8.
So who y'all got?
Well, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think Golden State's making the playoffs.
Yeah.
If that's
not,
the case,
yeah, they not. Yeah, 7 and 10 and then 8 and 9. So Phoenix is 7. Yeah, Phoenix, LA, Sacramento, then Golden State.
Oh, excuse me. Let me not get off of, let me not get too far off the topic. We're going to stay on sports, but let me just switch the ball. We got to talk about the Spring League football for 1 second. Shout out to the fucking Defenders.
I went to the last game.
These boys dropped 11 points. In the last 54 seconds of the game, down 10.
Oh, did y'all today?
I think that was last night. I seen that yesterday.
Yeah, this week, y'all.
Bro, what do their games come on?
It comes on ABC, ESPN sometimes, Fox.
When, though?
Saturdays and Sundays, yeah.
Okay, all
right. They play on the 28th if you want to go to the game.
I'm about to say we had home game. Last week.
Bro, these niggas is dogs, fool. They might be the greatest thing athletically to happen to the DMV area in a long time. Because in a time where, like, the Nats are a great baseball team, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say the Nats are shit, but we kind of slumming with the baseball right now.
Yeah.
We kind of slumming with the hockey right now. The Wizards, historically slump. The Skins, slumping. Commanders, slumping. Even on the name choice,
man.
Washington football team to the Washington Commanders, you're slumping. That's not creative. We got the DC Defenders. First year, these boys go all the way to the championship. Unfortunately, fall short. Now we coming out with the same Strikes of Fury. Just so we could go back so we can prove to the world that this is football. I wasn't even a football fan until the Defenders, because all of my teams were shit. Commanders, shit.
Can't be
a Raiders fan because they shit too. Don't want to jump on the Eagles bandwagon. Can't jump on the Baltimore bandwagon. I love you, Baltimore. Fuck it is, dummy.
All right.
Y'all watch UFC?
I'm gonna be the
expert to go with that.
Oh no, talk
nah,
about
I know what's going on, but I don't know what's
talk
going
about
on currently.
Yeah, so UFC 300, that's one of their flagship jumps. Every 100, they do it big. I ain't even gonna talk about the whole show. Fuck all of that. So at the end of one fight, Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but like it went down the last 10 seconds of that fight.
That's the nigga that rubbed the blood on the nigga face.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
That nigga nose was bleeding since the first round, though, so it might have been. But nah, that nigga Max Holloway was winning the fight. The whole fight, he was winning. The last 10 seconds, he called the nigga out to the center of the octagon.
Oh, so they could bump?
Yeah. So,
I love that shit, boy.
Nigga, because he did it before. I'm going to just play. Look, I'll turn the fucking volume down. Look at the clip.
Let me see.
Hold the nigga to the center just to bang it out. It's 4 seconds left.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Bruh. He knocked the nigga face down with 1 second left in the fight, bruh. Can you see it if I show you the jump from Bobby?
Yeah.
All right, bruh.
I got good eyesight.
Boy, I don't got good eyesight.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, he gonna call the nigga to the center.
Woo!
For the last 10 seconds, they just banging it, bruh.
No, daddy.
Pause. And then 1 second left, bro. He knocked the nigga out face down.
Wow.
That's why you don't get too cocky. You can't get too cocky out there.
The fight that the nigga was winning, he just was like, that's what I want to do to end it. Like, I can get knocked out and lose in a fight. I've been whipping you for 5 rounds, but I want to do this.
I got to be present for a Sugar Shane fight. I got to see this nigga
fight
in person. Yeah. The UFC fighter.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, the Sean, dude with the Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, I want to see him fight.
Too. I got to see him fight, bro. I got to see Nate Diaz fight.
Yeah, it's some people. Yeah, you got to be that person.
Who boy that beat Israel Adesanya?
Which one? The one that's the champion now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought last night. Alex Pereira. He knocked the nigga out the about 3 minutes in the first round. He won last night. He was the headliner, John.
There's a couple dudes I gotta see. I really wanted to see that Francis Ngannou, John Jones.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm not mad at Francis Ngannou being a boxer.
Bag, bro. Yeah.
Not even for the bag. You stepped into a lane that most UFC fighters are scared to step into, to be honest, and you making a career out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think you should have lost to Anthony Joshua? Not if you took it that far with Tyson Fury.
Right.
I don't think you took that fight as serious.
He didn't. He clearly didn't, bro.
Yeah, because we talking about brawler on brawler. We talking about a nigga that I have watched this man get clipped in the UFC, knock Smooth out, and get right up in the middle of swinging punches and knock a man out cold. That man fought for blood diamonds in his country. Like, no joke. And you lost to goofy-ass Anthony Joshua?
Not just losing, though, but, like, the way that he did. Like, bad. That nigga was sleep.
He got dropped, like, 3 times, right? Or was it twice, once in a knockout?
I think it was 3 times total.
Come on, bro.
It was either once or twice the second time was the knockout. But, yeah, it was bad. I think it was 3 total. The last one was he was sleep.
Damn.
Like, he didn't even have a moment in that jump. Like, you was competitive with the champ, and then you got slut.
Damn, that boy rolling back to back.
Hey, man, shout out to being tall, man. Like, the reach, hey, I reached hands across America.
Hey, listen, shit. Crazy ass fun fact. You know I had the shortest arms on my basketball team.
Yeah. Fuck.
Niggas used to call me motherfucking the T-Rex from Toy Story. Hated it.
Bruh, and I be telling B-Man, like, bruh, I'm not tall, bruh. I'm only 6'2". I'm not really tall.
The word is
nigga, you not 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
You not 6'2", and change it on your ID.
I'm 6'2".
Nobody in life is really 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
If you was in the NBA, they'd say you was 6'5". So go ahead and get your go ahead and get your inches, bro.
But I'm saying, though, bro, Steph Curry is taller than me.
No, he not.
Dame Lillard, we might be the same height.
Dame, you and Dame probably the same height. You and Steph, you a little taller than Steph.
What? Yeah. Steph is 6'3".
You know who's 6 foot?
Who?
That's Trae Young. I done stood next to Trae Young and Abigail. This nigga is 5'6".
Yeah, I can see him being.
Me and Zion are the same height.
Zion Williamson?
Yes.
I don't know how tall he is.
They say that he's 6'8".
Oh, they exaggerate height like the NFL?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, NFL, before we leave. You about to get a draft, right?
Yep.
When?
Couple weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, or is it next weekend?
I can see it being like next week. Time moves so fast now.
I feel like I've been saying this in 2 weeks forever.
So, everybody about to get their quarterbacks.
The 25th.
Commanders, look out for Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams, definitely going to the Bears. So, we about to have a new era of quarterbacks. How do you feel, B-Mac?
I love it. Mm. I'm getting a little RG3 flashbacks with Jaden Daniels.
I can hear the shakiness in your voice.
Yeah, bro. He don't defend himself. He don't defend himself at all. Like, because he run in college, but, like, you could tell, like, the same thing.
He's frail.
He don't got the knowledge. He don't slide when it's time.
Like, RG3 didn't know how to slide. Jaden Daniels, you can't do that in the NFL. He going to get crushed, but hopefully.
Didn't RG3 fuck up his leg trying to slide?
Yeah, he literally didn't know how to slide. That was part of how he fucked himself up.
Like, oh, man.
I think Jaden Daniels can slide. His issue is that he don't know when to. He be getting hit. He really shouldn't be getting hit. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it gets fixed. Otherwise, it's just going to be RG3 part 2.
Before we get off of sports, we got to give a shout out to the GOAT. The man that made Toronto basketball what it is.
Drake?
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, yeah.
Nigga, what are you talking about? Toronto basketball. This nigga said Drake. Vince Carter. Toronto honored this man with a logo.
Mm.
Hall of Fame.
Time out.
Naismith Hall of Fame.
Time out. Y'all saw Allen Iverson's statue.
I know. Yeah, but all of the statues is that size.
Yeah, all right, the preface, I know. Yeah.
Do any of them look like any of them?
I don't think that one looks like AI. I'm gonna say whoever they got doing them. Whoever they had doing them is clearly doing a terrible job. But shout out to AI. He got a statue immortalized.
Shout out to AI. Shout out to Vince Carter. Do y'all what's y'all reaction to Stephon Diggs going to the Texans?
I love it.
I'm not bad at it.
They putting together Voltron.
That's how you try. Like they going for it. They saw they struck gold with their quarterback in his rookie year. That's what you're supposed to do. Get them on that cheap contract. Just go all in.
So basically,
get them boys a name by game one.
The Buffalo Bills need the three of us to be their wide receiver core now.
So it's time to go get training.
And they pick like 30th in the draft, so they can't even get one of the top receivers left. They trade up. I don't know what they're playing.
I heard what you just said. I ain't playing no goddamn football.
They don't have no receivers, so we got to go play receiver.
That's cool. I can't catch.
Oh, damn.
Nope. I mean, none of them can either. Yeah, so
you gotta play corner. Yeah,
so I got a good chance.
You gotta play corner.
Yeah, because they just got some dudes in
every playing safety, room. Just swatting shit.
Mm. But yeah, what else in football happened?
It's been calm lately.
The
calm before the storm, because after the draft, shit just gonna go right back.
Yeah, the draft.
Draft night, and right after the draft, it's gonna heat right back up.
Yeah.
We chilling right now. Brandon Ayuk formally requested a trade.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because Deebo Samuel was requesting one too, but he ended up getting an extension.
He only did that so he could get the extension.
So with Brandon Ayuk, I don't know, like, if he just wanted an extension or.
Yeah, I can see that being a tactic because I can't see him leaving. Like, why would you leave the 49ers? Go somewhere and not be on a good team no more. I mean, I can see it if you want the bread. I always want to always try to get the bread.
They're not trading you to like a good team in the NFC,
especially in a conference.
They'll fucking send you to Carolina,
Siberia.
Siberia is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Don't get sent to Siberia to go play for the fucking Siberian Sabretooths.
They got a football
Siberian
team.
Sand Sharks.
I don't know.
I'm about to say they play football in fucking Russia.
Hey, listen, they got American ice football.
What?
And y'all That's free crazy, time. And y'all free time, just go look it up. I'm not going to explain it. Internet, you heard me. American ice football.
American ice football, yo. I have several questions.
They play on ice?
American ice football.
He said he's not going to explain it.
Nah, the ball's actual football.
Oh, so they play on ice? They play on skates, or they like on foot?
Oh, no, this is on skates.
Football
that sounds
on skates.
Dangerous. This sounds so dangerous.
That's what they said about, like, helmetless and padless.
No. Excuse me. False information. It's not on skates. They're wearing bowling shoes.
Bowling shoes. Sorry, bro.
They're wearing some shit with no traction on it.
Okay. This sounds fun.
Go ahead. Go look it up right now.
All right, everybody, that is the title of today's episode, American Ice Football. This has been...
Two for two, bitch.
This has been Smoke and Fire. I have been your host, LK the God, DD the Mogul. I have been here with B-Mac the Mac-Meezy. They just got a quarterback, Kirk Cousins, Kirk Cochains.
It's real, bro. Look at this shit.
What?
Look at your mind.
And I am the disembodied voice. Known as kerosene.
Like this slide.
It looks exactly what you think somebody would playing ice football in bowling shoes would look like.
They even 100%. Got goalposts, bro. They kicked the ball. He kicked the ball. He just kicked it. Oh, nah. I could. Yeah. What kind of athlete do you have to be to play this?
B-Mac, this is an audio medium.
A jackass?
Yeah, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm going to watch it, though.
Subscribe everywhere. Tell us when you love them, gang. Yeah.